93's Fashionista is Joan Lincoln.
Joan Lincoln!
So, let me get this straight. You fall down, go boom?
Joni fell down and went boom.
Uh-oh.
Actually, I was being Noni that day.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. So we had built a fort for the kids. There's blankets and pillows everywhere, okay? And so I have on my rubber-soled, you know, athleisure wear shoes. And doesn't my foot get stuck in a blanket?
Oh.
And I go flat on my back. My head, however, is cushioned by the six-month-old Bernie Doodle.
Oh, no!
Which is a huge puppy. So fortunately, my head is still intact.
How's the puppy doing?
Yeah, about... No, he's fine. He's fine, thank God. But he took a hard fall, too. I twisted my tailbone.
Oh, how do you twist a tailbone?
But Dr. Lincoln here thought it was nothing, so I suffered with it for a month, you guys.
Oh, my goodness.
And I don't know, have you taken a hard fall like that?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Mm. Well, I remember when Christy did a couple years ago. Remember that?
I mean, hematoma.
Did
yeah.
you?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I hit the stairs. My behind is still not right from it.
No, that's my fear. So anyways, I thought I could heal on my own. Couldn't. So I called Dr. Clark Hadley over there, the chiropractor, and he's been working on me for a couple weeks now, so I can't wait for 4:45 to come today.
Oh, you're going to today?
Get another crack or two.
Yeah.
But, you know, after I had a little time of reflection, I thought about all the supermodels that are on the runway.
Mm-hmm.
And they you know, they work so hard to learn the walks and, you know, represent the designers, and they wear these huge heels, six-inch heels.
I know, which is nuts.
Oh, it's
the
crazy.
The dresses and, yeah.
Well, the tight dresses and the slits and the trains and all of that. And I just think of these girls who have fallen in the past. And, okay, I'm just going to go back to my fall when I fell. For me to get up, it's not a pretty sight. You know, I've got two fake hips, and I'm thinking, as I'm laying there, I'm like, okay, are all my body parts in the right place right now? I roll over, I get up off, using the coffee table, and then, again, I go back to the runway models, and I'm like, how do they even get up at that?
They're like 20.
Yeah, but
they have springs on their feet.
Okay? I see my kid fall in sports. He pops right back up. Yeah. Everybody goes, he okay? He's fine.
They're like Tigger, you know? So, yeah, that's... But, yeah, you know, go back to the six-inch heels for a moment. I have a question for you. Now, you probably never wore a lot of heels because you were on the floor all the time,
okay? Well, yeah. I mean, in retail, you know, there was a time when I could wear those. They were never six-inch, you know.
Right, but even four or three. Isn't it like, don't you feel like you're going to fall over all the time? It's like you're on your tippy toes all day long. I could never understand how women can do that.
All for the love of fashion, Tony.
I know. Yeah. It blows my mind. Yeah. It's just amazing to me how women can... Because you do. You feel like you're on... Don't you feel like you're on your tiptoes all day long?
I feel like I'm in cloud nine up there.
Yeah? Okay.
You
know, I was taller than I am now.
Yeah.
And then you add the shoe, and it's just like...
Nate and I were in a store the other day, and it was a boot with a huge heel on it. And I was like, I should get these. He goes, no, you'll probably fall.
She's probably right.
Yeah, it's fascinating to me how these, you know, supermodels and the iconic, you know, models of of the runway survive.
Can do it. Yeah,
both break their ankles and have to be carried off in a stretcher. So, anyways,
like football players.
That's right. Well, I can't wait. I can't wait to go get another crack this afternoon.
All right, go have fun.